of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Wave your hands to Jesus. Still your act of worship. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Mighty, mighty atmosphere. I'm going to be ministering deliverance to the oppressed and healing to the sick. Let me tell you why deliverance is very important. You see, Satan always seeks to partner with human bodies to carry out his purposes, like we said yesterday, the mission of stealing, killing, and destruction. And for many reasons, he's able to have access to the bodies of men, to the minds of men, to oppress them. The madman in Gadara had a legion. Can you imagine? A legion of demons in one man. Now, the believer cannot be possessed, but he can be highly influenced with demon spirits. They can latch onto your mind, lay claims. Are we together now? And behind many tragic situations in our lives unknown to us, whilst we blame the persons, whilst we blame the situations, behind the scenes, there are spirits engineering the pain, engineering the patterns, engineering the circles. But in the name of Jesus this morning, we have come to put an end. And then, it's important for the healing power of God to flow to your body. You know why? Because I taught you, if you recall, last Sound of Revival, that everybody is only given the privilege of one body per lifetime. One body, not two, not three. You have access to one body, and there is a requisite health requirement for your spirit to remain in that body. When your body becomes deteriorated beyond a certain threshold, whether it's your time or not, the spirit will have to leave. We call it untimely death. Are we together now? So the body, the spirit does not just live in the body under any condition. There is a certain health condition. Every manifestation of sickness in your body is death making a proposal to you. And if you allow it unhindered, it will degenerate. The Bible says when they caught John or James in Acts chapter 12, the church was silent. And when Herod saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further. It starts with a headache and you give a very scientific explanation. Then the headache degenerates to a tumor. And they tell you you have a brain tumor and you have weeks to live. But the Bible says, thanks be to God who causes us always to triumph. You know why I'm saying that? I'm going to lead you through two sessions of prayer. And I hope that in the place of prayer, you become angry. That everything that is against the counsel of God, every manipulation of demon spirits, fighting your finances, fighting your health, fighting your family, masquerading as joblessness, masquerading as autism, it doesn't matter in what form or what fashion. In the name of Jesus, we bring the sound of revival. It's also a sound of healing, is a sound of deliverance. Is someone ready to pray this morning? Shout it loud like a believer that you are. Say, Father. Again, say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every planting in my body, my family, my finances, that is not of God, let it be uprooted now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Shabaka parantos kaleke prakatesh. Uprooted. Come on, believers. On site, online, uprooted. Uprooted in the name of Jesus. Uprooted. Manifesting as a negative doctor's report. Be uprooted. Yokes, curses, demonic orchestrations, engineerings of darkness around your body, around your destiny. Don't be silent. Go ahead and pray. Now is your moment to partner with the Spirit of Grace. Following online, following across the airwaves,
make sure you participate in this prayer session. Every planting that is not of God, let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Yokes of darkness, be uprooted. Hallelujah. Final prayer point and then I'll begin to minister. Say, Father, every legal access Satan has over my life, my body, my family, I plead the blood and I declare by the mystery of the blood, I advocate my liberty. Open your mouth and pray. By the mystery of the blood, whether it's through generational curses, whether it's through yokes and darkness, every legal access, every authorization Satan has to buffet your life, in the name of Jesus, even if you are Joshua the high priest, by mercy the Lord is taking away that filthy garment. You are a reed that has been forged out of fire. We break every legal access. Come on now, pray. We break every legal access over my health, over my family. Patterns, repetitive patterns of darkness. Sapalanda kapranda kaparata to sapragata palakapa. Every legal access, keep praying. Be broken over my children. Be broken over my ministry. Be broken over my family. Be broken over my destiny by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be broken over my business. Be broken over my career. I come by the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. And I decree, I declare, by the mercy of God, I declare my liberty once and for all. Age-long captivities, long-standing issues, in the name of Jesus, be arrested now. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Now, two instructions very quickly. Please, if someone is under the anointing close to you, there are ushers all around, but there are very large number of people here. If someone is under the anointing close to you, just guide them. Make sure they are not hurt. Hallelujah. I'm not sure there's going to be enough space to ask anyone to come out. Let's see how it goes. But just make sure they are fine. Make sure they are safe whilst you are also praying. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. There are many spirits, but there is only one spirit that can bring total deliverance, bring total healing. And he says, the Lord is that spirit. Then he says, where the spirit of the Lord is, provided he is there, you will know he is there because of the liberty that follows. Not just the stories that are told, not just the assumptions that are made. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says, there is, someone say liberty. Shout it like you are receiving. Say liberty. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to minister to you by the power of God. Let me tell you what will happen to you when I'll minister deliverance, then we'll pray for the sick. I'll tell you what will happen to you. You see, one spirit can oppress multiple layers of your life. And whilst you're trying to solve the problems one by one, all of those various problems are caused by one and the same spirit. And by the mercy of God, when that spirit is taken away from your life, you'll suddenly find all doors opening. You see that now?
The character of liberty is that it does not just manifest in one area of your life. You would find a chain reaction. Liberty, finances, family, job, open doors, your papers, happening because that spirit, the central spirit that is responsible for that oppression, is gone now. Can I pray for you now? You have done the prayer. Just leave me to do my thing. It's my turn now to pray for you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you an instruction. The power of God is moving now. And there are demonic spirits that have held on to lives, held on to destinies. Whilst Pastor Nat was leading a powerful session of worship, I just sensed it was like the stirring of the waters. So I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I do not know if I'll ask that we bring them out. I don't want this place to be rowdy, but let's see how it goes. I must speak over their destinies. Now everybody be silent. I'm going to ask you to shout, but let's start with silence. It's the instruction that comes by the Spirit of God. I decree and declare, I'm hearing spirits of ancestry. These are yokes of darkness that have held on to people, patterns. You may have gone overseas, but these spirits do not end with time. They only end when the blood is engaged. Therefore, I decree and I declare, by this apostolic and prophetic mantle, every spirit in the name of Jesus connected to ancestry, gaining a legal access over your life, programming repetitive patterns, like it happened to father, so it's happening to son, like it happened to mother, I decree and declare right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let the fire from heaven rest upon you now. Help them. Rest upon you now. I command those devils, leave now. In the name of Jesus, release God's people right now. Release God's people right now. Release God's people right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, patterns connected to ancestry, patterns connected to ancestry, activities of witchcraft, by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Help that lady, please. In the name of Jesus, I release you right now. I release you right now. By the blood of the eternal covenant, be set free right now. Be set free right now. Be set free right now. Help that gentleman. Be set free right now. Hallelujah. There are covenants that bring losses. It doesn't matter whether you start a business. It doesn't matter whether you get a job. It's a covenant programmed to bring depletion. It doesn't matter what privilege you have before you. It will end up as a loss. I want to release you right now. In the name of Jesus, any one of such persons following by the airwaves or here represented, I pray for you. Fire from heaven is resting upon you. That contract bringing losses, bringing depletion, degenerating everything valuable in your life, let it break now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There was a curse that came upon Cain. You know what that curse was? You would not die, but you would never be useful. Like a fugitive and a vagabond, you will enjoy longevity, but never enjoy productivity. Doesn't matter whether you are in England, doesn't matter whether you are, you know, in America, wherever it is. I want to release someone right now. Because for such people, you are advancing in age, you are living long, you are strong, you are healthy, but there's nothing to justify your days. Any one of such persons here represented, any family represented, in the name of Jesus, as I'm praying right now, I'm seeing like fire resting upon people. I decree and declare, be released now. Be released now. Be released now.
Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how you are going to do it. Ushers, you will need to help me. This next prayer, I want you to bring those under the anointing as gentle as you can and bring them in front. I'll pray for them and then they go back. I know there are lots of people. Let's see how God helps us. We'll manage everything well so no one is hurt. The spirit of delay that will not let you go forward is like an invisible chain holding your feet, holding your hands. In the name of Jesus, right now, I stretch my hands. Anyone here under the sound of my voice, please bring them out. The spirit of delay, you have suffered delay. You've been in Glasgow, you've been in UK, help that lady. I decree and declare right now that power of delay be broken now. 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 Release God's people. Delay, break now. I speak to you, go forward. Go forward. Advance. Make progress. Make progress. Make progress. The spirit of retrogression, the spirit of backwardness, I arrest you by the power of Jesus. Release God's people now. Open your mouth and declare, I'm free, free, free from delay. Free. Stagnation by the power of the Holy Ghost. Free from delay. Free from stagnation. Free from delay. Shabada da baka panda ka panda ka paratos. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm seeing chains again. Chains that I'm seeing it on the feet of people. It's still delayed because when your feet is tied down, you may move physically, but you cannot make progress. I'm praying for you right now. Anyone tied with any demonic chain, stopping you from getting a job, stopping your papers from arriving, stopping you from apparatus caparata, at the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. And as you shout the name that is above every other name, that chain will release you right now. Are you ready to shout? One, two, three, shout Jesus. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Chains, break. Chains, break. Chains, break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a vision that I saw during the miracle service. There is a covering cast on a number of people. It's like an invisible veil on your face so that those to help you cannot see you. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to ask Pastor Nat to blow that shofar. And in the name of Jesus, as he sounds that shofar, hear me. Every covering cast, bringing disfavor, repetitive patterns of bad luck, people intending to help you, but then they change their minds overnight. That veil is about to be torn. Who is ready to receive? In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you will shout Jesus while he blasts the trumpet. And at the blast of the trumpet, that demonic veil upon your face, upon your head, that will not allow your head to be lifted. In the name of Jesus, it must give way. Who is ready to shout? At the count of three, shout the name that is above all names. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Veil be torn. That covering cast, I tear it from off your face. I tear it from off your apatheke paratosiata. I remove that covering cast in the name of Jesus. Like the veil was torn in the temple from top to bottom, I declare that Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, please listen. Let me have your attention. The Lord is showing me the vision of a woman. I'm seeing a woman in the spirit, but I'm seeing the woman bald. There's no hair. And I know the meaning of that. Because the hair stands for the glory of a person. It doesn't just mean a feminine person. By this vision, God is telling me there are people, by some demonic orchestration, you lost opportunities. You lost your glory. But God wants to restore that glory right now. I'm about to pray for you. My God, there is a strong restoration anointing. Some of you, before evening, you will reconnect to emails, reconnect to jobs. I'm telling you by the Spirit of God. Who is ready to pray? At the count of three, you are going to shout, restore. Shout it like you are receiving. That the things that have been lost, the years that the canker worm has stolen, the years that the palm worm, the caterpillar, opportunities that pass you by because you could not discern, moments that left you, strategic relationships that came out of your life, my God is about to restore. For some of you, God is restoring mantles. God is restoring anointings. God is restoring graces. Who is ready to shout restore? At the count of three, are you ready? One, two, three, shout restore. 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 Shabrakatakatarakatarakatarakato. Restore time. Restore years. Restore opportunities. Restore honor. Restore dignity. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be patient while I minister. Testimonies will erupt from what is happening right now. I feel led in my spirit to pray. You don't have to come out. But I feel led in my spirit to pray for people who have been applying for jobs and applying for jobs and applying for jobs. Do you believe in a miracle worker? I want to pray for you. There is a place of value and productivity, but some of these hindrances are demonically engineered. He said, I desire to come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Can I pray for you? Everyone here who should advance in the area of career, help that woman, and is being held back by any apparatus, keparantas, kapadagata. I decree and declare, right now, may the Lord give you miracle jobs, miracle opportunities. May the Lord use men, strategic helpers, institutions, organizations, recommendations. By all godly means, go forward. In your career, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. By the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. I'll soon be praying for the sick. I'm seeing a tree, a dry tree. This is what I'm seeing. And the tree is like inside water, and yet it is dry. No single leaf. This is what I see in my vision. I believe by this prophetic message, God is speaking to people who have experienced barrenness of all sorts. The grace for fruitfulness is about to rest now. Who believes in the grace for fruitfulness? You know what it means to be fruitful? To be productive. That your energy is justified by results. I want to pray for you. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a spouse trusting God for the fruit of the womb, it doesn't matter what condition. I decree and declare, the spirit of barrenness, let it be banished now. Let it be banished now. Let it be banished now. I prophesy upon your destiny. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Glasgow, Koinonia. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All those who are in front, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, liberty that you have experienced right now, I prophesy upon you, those spirits no longer have access to your life. They no longer have access to your space. I declare your liberty is established. In Jesus' name we pray. Now hear me. I'm going to pray for the sick and we'll have a combined session of testimonies. Not just testimonies of healing, but people who have received encounters, some of you who have received deliverance right now. I'm going to be praying for you. Please gently return back to your seat. Lay your hands. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. There is no reason to remain where you are, the way you are, in the condition that you came with, when the power of God is abundantly strong here. So here's what will happen. I'm about to pray for you. I'll lead you to pray one prayer, then I speak over your life. There are people already touched by the Spirit of God. And somewhere in the course of the prayer, I'm going to request very quickly from the fathers of the aisles to make your way as the power of God has touched you, something supernatural happened to you, healing, deliverance, an encounter you had. I'm going to request that you move to my left and to my right. There are going to be pastors ready to receive you. We'll have a brief session of testimonies and then we'll pray some more. Are we together? You lay your hands now. I'm going to pray for you. If you already have your testimony, just be patient. Allow me to do the prayer. Whilst I was praying this morning, I saw many healings that related to blood diseases, hepatitis, blood diseases, HIV, all kinds of blood diseases. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name. Oh God, for your name is great and great. I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and great. Hallelujah. Before I pray for the sick, there is a prophetic word for someone. The Lord says to tell you it will not be like before again. I don't know who that word is for. You will do the same thing, but it will not be like before again. The same thing, except that it will not come with shame again. It's not for everybody. You can receive, but this word is for someone. I don't know if it's a business you've done somewhere, you've toiled all night. Nevertheless, I decree and declare at the word of God, you go back and succeed. Go back and excel. Go back and triumph in the name of Jesus Christ. Please lay your hands. I want to pray for the sick. I believe in the healing ministry. And those who are following online, please lay your hands. The gospel cannot be fully preached without an opportunity to demonstrate the superiority of God's power in setting people free from sicknesses and infirmities. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about doing good, healing all. How many? All. All they that were oppressed of the devil, he says, for God was with him. In Acts chapter 10, when you read from verse 7, or Matthew chapter 10, you read from verse 7 and 8, Jesus mandated the disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of God is at hand. Validates the presence of that kingdom by healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. Now hear me. I don't have to mention your case. I'm limited, even if I see and the Lord reveals to me. But I want you to be very determined that you not walk back with the sickness you came with. So whilst I'm praying,
whether or not I directly mention your case, just allow that glory to rest upon you. And as that glory rests upon you, obey the instructions, check yourself, do what you couldn't do. If you're on a wheelchair, you attempt to stand. If you're holding a crutch, lift it up and start walking. If you're deaf on one ear or both ears, you know, try to hear. You are blind, you cannot see, or partial blindness, you know, you can take off the glasses and try to look. You must take a step of faith. You have nothing to lose if it doesn't seem to be working. We're not faking. This is not some, you know, jamboree. This is the power of God. Do you believe that? Place your hand right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Two people are going to shout very loud under the anointing. And with that shout, the healing power will begin to move very loud to the hearing of everyone, as large as we are here. It's the power of God. Elantos selekos kabarentus iata.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I challenge every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, every discomfort, every plague within your body, around your body, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, let it be arrested now. Let it be arrested now. I come with kingdom authority and I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed right now. Be healed right now. From the crown of your head, even to the soles of your feet, I minister the life and the power of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Headaches, be healed now. Migraines, be healed now. Bone conditions, be healed now. If you could not see, I decree and declare, your eyes open, begin to see now. I speak to every deaf ear, be open, begin to hear now. In the name of Jesus, anyone afflicted with any blood condition, I bring you life, be healed now. Healed of hepatitis, healed of HIV, sickle cell anemia, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, bone conditions, I bring you life and healing in the name of Jesus. If you could not walk, begin to walk. You could not move your bones, begin to move. Hallelujah. Someone, you came with a sprained ankle. You felt very severe pain. I don't know if you are still feeling it, but the power of God is coming upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Anyone here with a lump or some kind of growth, fibroids, breast lumps, tumors, I command that they disappear now. I command that they disappear now. Heart palpitations, respiratory problems, my God, the power of God is moving here. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Digestive problems, hole in the heart, you're not able to breathe well, I declare be healed right now. There's someone you're not able to bend, there's excruciating pain around your back area, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Any medical report you came here with, diagnosing you as a death sentence, we overrule by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare be healed right now. From the crown of your head, every dead tissue, dead organ, we command that it jacks back to life now. In the name of Jesus, every brain problem be healed right now. Every coordination problem be healed right now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me someone, you are having a sharp pain, not directly on your chest, but just the upper area around your collarbone. The power of God is touching you right now, bringing you life and bringing you healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone shout, I am healed. I receive healing. Say it again, I am healed. Say, I receive healing. There's someone being healed of peptic ulcer. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is resting upon you. Be healed this moment. Be healed this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pile. The Lord is healing Pile. I rebuke that spirit right now. And I declare, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me a lady. You have a, I don't know what, like a urinary problem. Frequent urination. This is some medical condition. The power of God is resting upon you now. Now, for some of you, you will need to verify with the medical people. Just look for where the medical stand or where our doctors are. And then you can have them check you so that, okay, they are by my left. So you are at liberty to verify with the medical people. They are professionals licensed to check you. And they can verify and ascertain as to your healing. And then you'll be prepared to come testify. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I decree and declare. There's someone, you have the early symptoms of lumbar spondylosis. You're having severe, it's like a degenerative disc and it's causing severe pain. Wherever you are, I decree and declare, be made whole right now. The Lord is showing me a woman with a young child. He's not able to speak. Like maybe some autistic, whatever it is, wherever that child is, I decree and declare, may the Lord loose the tongue of that child now. Loose the tongue of that child now. Loose the tongue of that child now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are going to shout hallelujah 7 times. Please listen to the instruction. 7 times. As soon as we shout the 7th hallelujah, I'm going to give you 1 minute to rejoice in the Lord. As a seal to your miracle. The moment that happens, check yourself. You find out a miracle just happened, please move to my right here or move to my left. And if you're moving, come quickly. I see people already moving, but just allow us shout 7 hallelujah. Hallelujah means halal Yeshua. Praise the Lord. It's a chant in the spirit that carries power to those who understand. Are we together? We are going to say hallelujah 7 times. And at the 7th time you rejoice, is a joy of faith, knowing that you've dropped and shed every planting that is not of God. The moment that happens, very quickly, so we don't take too much time. Those who are online receiving miracles right now, there are numbers and there are links for you to send in your testimony. And those of us who are here, we like to hear what God has done. Check yourself. Make sure you don't sit back when there's a miracle. Make your way very quickly. The doctors are here to receive you and will take the testimony. Who is ready now? 7 times. At the 7th time, Pastor Nat will help blast the trumpet while we rejoice, and then we're ready to receive the miracles. I'll prompt you and then you shout. Father, let this be a seal to every healing. Let this be a seal to every deliverance. Let this be a seal to every liberty that you've brought to your people. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, my God, 6, are you ready now? 7, rejoice in the Lord, check yourself, liberty comes to you, healing comes to you, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Infirmity checks out of your body right now. Now check yourself. Begin to make your way to the front. Let's celebrate miracles. People are coming. People are coming. you celebrating the God of miracles?
Creator of the universe, what can you do? What can you do, Jesus?
Name above,
name above every other name.
What can't you change?
What can't you change?
You are able, great and mighty. You are able, Jesus. You are able, you are able, great and mighty.
You are able.
There is nothing.
Jesus is still Lord over Glasgow. Hallelujah.
Apostle, this one of our workers, she said she's a auntie. She was the one that wheeled her into the
you
service.
You were the one who wheeled her in.
Yes, sir. Yes, oh this is my auntie. I wheeled her in.
Now, here's what I want you to do for me. Lift that wheelchair up and walk with Mama. I'd like you to walk left and walk right. No, let a gentleman do it. The lady can do it. Gentlemen, all right, lift it up to the shame of the devil. We bring you liberty by the power of the Holy Spirit. Liberty. Let her move. Go ahead.
Another wonder.
and declare, you will never have to sit on that wheelchair again. Never have to sit on that wheelchair again. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's settle down so we can take a few of the testimonies. Let's start with Pastor Chase. Go ahead, sir. God bless you, ma'am. You came for Sound of Revival. Tell everyone you came on a wheelchair and now you are healed. Yes, please. Go ahead, sir.
Apostle, this dear sister had an accident 21 years ago.
21 years ago?
Yes, sir.
And you were... How did you come in here? Show us how you walked. Go ahead. This was how you came in. Let the devil see how you walk now. Look at this. The God of miracles, gone forever after 21 years. Come on, Glasgow, with your hands lifted, shout, thank you, Jesus. Shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Very quickly, next person.
Apostle, our mother here has been on these crutches for 5 years.
For 5 years.
Now, she was a nurse as she was trying to lift up a patient. Then
she's a nurse.
Yes, so she had a degeneration. And so she has been on this for the past 5 years. Now as she ministered, the power of God came upon her and now she's healed.
Mommy, walk. In the name of Jesus. Walk. Walk. Walk.
So,
are you celebrating Jesus? Yes, please. Where are they?
They're in front there with her.
Where are the children?
Right there with her.
My goodness. Are you happy seeing your mother and your grandmother? Let's join them to say thank you, Jesus. Mighty miracles. Next, very quickly.
So this young man was playing football 2 days ago and he had an injury, a severe sprain on his leg, and he was told he was going to see a specialist in order for him to be able to walk again. He came with his crutch, his boots, and now, while you were ministering, the power of God came upon him.
Look
and
he's
able to move. Let's go.
Move.
Come on.
Move.
Come on.
Look at this.
Everywhere I go, I see you right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You see, you need to put yourself in the shoes of those receiving miracles to appreciate what it is that God has done for them. So he's wheeled into this place and now he's walking back home free. The God of heaven. Gentlemen, push your wheelchair. Let the devil see you do it. The next testimony. Next Apostle. Testimony. Who is ready?
Apostle.
Yes, please.
Our sister here has had a shoulder pain for the past 4 months.
Shoulder
she
pain.
She couldn't twist her shoulder, but now the power of God has come upon her, and now she could twist
her
shoulder.
Go ahead. Do what you couldn't do. Any pain. Any pain. Glasgow, are you celebrating miracles? You are free forever, never to return to you again in Jesus' name. Return to your seat rejoicing.
2 years migraine headache healed by the power of God.
2 years migraine headache. Yes. I curse that devil, it never returns to you again. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Yes, please.
So, Apostle, we have our sister here healed. She had a problem with her wrist for some years. She's been using this.
What is that? I'm not sure I'm able to see that. Let her speak.
For some few days now, she's been using this and she's been having excruciating pains.
Okay.
Just to help her hand.
What couldn't you do or do well?
So yesterday, I couldn't even carry my bag in the evening when we left. So.
And now?
But then I can...
Check yourself. Any pain. Any pain. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
My God, we're still having testimonies. People are coming from everywhere. Apostle, the devil is in trouble over Glasgow.
Apostle?
Yes, please.
There's a testimony here.
Please.
This brother had had chest pain for a long time. He was healed. But while you were praying for jobs, you were making decrees about jobs. Hold on. His phone was on flight mode. So immediately you finished making the decree, he wanted to connect with an application he had made on the 7th of May. But immediately he opened the email to connect, he met an appointment letter.
Look at this. Where is it?
Jesus is here. You have done it again. Jesus here.
Unexpected surprises. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you imagine this. You would think it were a coincidence. You are in church on a Friday morning or afternoon, and then you take your phone from off flight mode, and there's an appointment letter. Let favor go before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Next person, very quickly. Yes, please.
This beautiful angel here, Olivia, she's 6 years old.
Olivia, how are you?
I'm fine.
How old are you?
6 years old.
Okay. What happened to her?
So she's been having pain in her chest for the past 3 years.
That's her mom?
Yes. When she was 3, she had breathing problem.
Please sit for a while. Sit for a while. You've been standing. Sit
she
for
had
a while.
Breathing problem, so I thought it was normal flu because she normally have
yes, and
flu,
and what happens?
And everything. So she couldn't breathe without opening her mouth. So we went to the doctor.
Oh, I see. She had to said open her mouth to breathe.
Adenoid and tonsillitis. So they told us it was only surgery.
Did the doctor attend to her?
Yes, yes. Okay. And they said it was only surgery that can solve that. So I told her, when we were praying for healing, I told her she should close her mouth and believe and
she's breathing now.
Through her nose, not her this. Mouth anymore.
And Apostle, just to say, the doctors have checked her too.
I'm understanding the story now. So she had to open her mouth to breathe.
To breathe, yes. She had blockage behind her
please.
Nose. It's called adenoid.
I need a medical person to help put that.
And she needed surgery.
1 minute. Doctor, please, can you help us? Let's just have... Put this in perspective.
So usually when there is adenoids, the swelling of the neck, so when it closes the breathing space, they have to open up their mouth to breathe. So right now,
how long does this last?
It can last as long as possible. It's surgery that treats it. So you have to take out the adenoids for them to be able to breathe through their nose.
And right now?
She's breathing through her nose.
Look at this. The little girl is lifting her hands. Hallelujah. It will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate them. Yes.
Apostle, 3 years migraine healed by the power of God.
Migraine healed, never returns to you again in Jesus' name.
Sister here has had growth on her neck. Now the growth has disappeared, it has reduced.
Where exactly?
Yeah, my neck on the cat.
How long has that been?
Like 8 months due to anxiety.
And right now?
It's gone.
That's completely.
Calf, yes.
Let's see it.
Yes.
Gone.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return again.
Amen.
Goes back to hell from where it came. God bless you. Let's celebrate Jesus. Don't be tired of celebrating
Apostle,
miracles.
This little girl, the mother is here. She has not been able to see for far since when she was 2. So
how old is she now?
She's 5 years old.
Five.
Now she can see, she can spell all the alphabet by the words now. Confirmed by the doctors and the mother can attest to it.
Come on, are you giving Jesus praise?
This is her classes. so big so that he could.
She's able to see without the glasses.
Yes.
The mom has confirmed it.
No, she's spelling something by the wall now.
E-M-E-R-G-E-N.
Come on, Glasgow.
She got an emergency.
Come on, Glasgow.
The Lord has done it finally.
She's in tears, crying.
Let me tell you something about the power of God. You see, the Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said, we were like them that dream. There are times it does to you like a dream. Look at what is going on there. This is what Jesus is able to do. In the name of Jesus, we restore this fire back to Glasgow. The fire of miracles, signs, and wonders. It never returns to the little girl again. In Jesus' name.
Apostle, yes, we please. Have another miracle of sight. She has not been able to see even closely or from afar for 6 years. In fact, when there is light, she can't see at all.
When there's light?
When there's light, like there is light on the stage.
Yes.
Now. But she has been here moving about without her glasses. She can now see.
How long has this lasted you?
6 years after my first.
6 years. What couldn't you read without your glasses?
From afar, I can't read. And when I'm close, it's more like it's blurry. So I really needed this to read.
And
but I could read from afar just after
you can
I
read. What was she reading now? What did that little girl read? Where did she see it? You don't have that kind of thing around?
Emergency exit. I can see that.
You can see it from there. Place your hand on your eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, your miracle is permanent. It never recurs in your life again in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Next person, quickly.
Right. So,
let's see how fast, my God, there are so many miracles.
Since October 2023,
yes.
She's been having pain at her back.
My lumbar. Yeah, from the gym, they said I had this, my disc shifted. From that time, I did a lot of x-rays, I was doing physiotherapy, so my family said, when you come to UK, you probably get a better medical care, but because I've been choked up in school, I just keep enduring the pain. I wasn't even praying for myself. I believe like God still had time to heal me. You should heal my mom, because she has been suffering this for 50 years.
Same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
And what happened to you now?
So me, when you said there's this young girl, like they found something about your disc, your lumbar disc, that it has been a problem.
Yes.
I was like, God, I'm not even expecting you to remember me. I'm talking about my mom right now. And I'm fine. Like, I can bend. I'm not having pain.
Bend. One more time. Any pain? No pain whatsoever. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I not only pray for you, I pray for your mom.
Amen.
Wherever she is, may the power of God touch her. And bring perfection to her body.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God
Amen.
Bless you. Let's celebrate.
Daddy, I'll just allow the doctor to... Oh, she wants to testify herself.
Okay, quickly, 1 minute.
Apostle, for a very...
Hold on. There's a gentleman. God is calling you into a prophetic ministry. We'll leave the impartation for evening. But there's a gentleman in this place. I just saw a flash of a vision. The power of God is coming on that gentleman. I'm sure a number of people will respond to this, but there is a gentleman. God is raising you to be a mighty prophet of God. Wherever you are, right now, I decree and declare, may the power of God rest upon you. The Lord gave me help the gentleman. I don't know who you are, but in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord himself train you, prune you, groom you, till you become a prophet with honor. A strong prophetic voice in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Yes, please.
Apostle, I have 3 testimonies, but the third one is still in the
making. Yes, tell us the most striking one immediately.
Sorry. For a very long time, not very long time, for a short period of time now, in my left breast, I've always felt a lump.
Okay.
And I've been very scared to voice it out. I don't think I've ever actually even said it. I've never prayed about it. I've never gone to the doctors. I've never told anybody. I've never said it out. Last year, Coin on Sound of Revival Leeds, I received my healing. The Lord told me to come out and testify. I did not. I went back home and I felt it again. And I told God, if you do it for me again, I will come out. Apostle, as you said it during the prayer, I felt myself. I said, okay. I went to the bathroom, I checked, and it was no longer there. Thank you so much. I have menstrual cramps, and I always have irregular periods, and I've had my period this May, and I had it again. I was so uncomfortable. Apostle, as you prayed, the cramp has gone, and I believe that it will never come back again.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are free and free forever. Let's celebrate Jesus for her.
Apostle, we have this lady here.
Yes, please.
Since March of last year, her waist has been aching. She was unable to make any movements. But as you prayed now, she's able to bend. She's able to move her
back. Go ahead and bend. Do what you couldn't do. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. As you watch these supernatural manifestations of the Spirit, let your mind move away from Joshua Selman and be fixed on Jesus. You see, thank God for the mighty and the great things that He's doing through us. But let me remind you again that He's a doer. Let every other name, including the name Joshua Selman, including the name Pastor Nathaniel Bassi, including the name Koinonia, let it fade. And let only one name be exalted in this place. We are honored to be used by God as vessels of healing, communicating His power. But there's only one name, there's only one person who is deserving of honor. Can you shout that name?
Jesus.
Let the devil hear you again.
Jesus.
One more time, shout it from the depth of your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll never return to you again, ma'am, in Jesus' name. Next testimony. Now, let's see how many more we are able to take online. Okay, there are miracles happening online. Let's take a few. Just be patient and let's take a few miracles. Go ahead.
This is from Faith Onamuna from Uganda. She says, I'm the lady that had a sharp pain from my chest up to the collarbone area. It has disappeared and I thank you, Jesus.
All the way from Uganda. Come on now. Are there Africans in this place?
The next testimony is from Anna. My name is Peace from Germany, and I just want to thank my Alpha and Omega, a powerful miracle worker. He has just healed me from the lower back pain that has affected me since December 2023. I have never told anyone that it has affected me for this long, and I always just thought that I will have to live with it for a long time, but God has showed Himself powerful and mighty in my life. I praise Him. This also is from Valerie. He says, I just received my miracle, Apostle. Apostle, you said someone with pain at the collarbone and pointed exactly where it was with the right hand, and now I don't feel it anymore. The Lord just healed me of frequent urinating. For over 1 year, I was feeling the urge to use the restroom. After just leaving the restroom few minutes ago, but I didn't go because the prayer was on and I was tired of frequenting the restroom. I was just saying in my mind that Apostle will mention my case. And boom, he did. And the pain and the urge to use the restroom has left till now.
Come on, let's celebrate what Jesus is doing across
finally,
the nations.
Finally from London, this is Mrs. P.E. Instant healing on my right hand. healing from my right shoulder pain. Apostle was specific about my case. Urinary problems too, and frequent urination. Oh, that devil is a liar. I received my healing immediately you declared it.
Let's celebrate our online family. The power of God is still touching us many. Let's see how many more we're able to take here so we wrap up for this morning. Go ahead.
Apostle, she had an injury here.
An injury for how long?
I had numbness.
Okay.
My leg, and they said it was anemia because of the folate and iron deficiency. It was causing nerve damage. But I laid my hand on it when we were praying and the numbness is gone.
Completely gone. Check yourself. Fine.
Yes.
Numbness gone. Let's celebrate Jesus. God bless you. Never return.
Apostle, we need to hear this.
Please.
So, in fact, I had to ask her to be sure my ears was actually hearing what she told me. So she said she had applied 100 times in the same place. And for once, they never got back to her.
Come but again?
Now, praise the
you
Lord.
You applied the same
so
place.
So, I've been applying into the NHS for a very long time, for over 2 years now. And for the same role. And I'm used to their unfortunately. Each time I see their email, I'm like, okay, unfortunately again. So today, I can't even remember making that application. While the testimony was on, my watch just vibrated. Immediately I saw NHS Scotland. I was like, okay, unfortunately. And then something just prompted me to check, and it was an invite for an interview. I know I've not gotten the job yet. I've not gotten the job yet, but I'm sharing this as a perfection of what God has done. Because if they told me I would have received an invite for an interview from that same role, I would have said no. But God has done it, and I believe He has perfected what He has started.
Hallelujah. Look at me, my dear. Do you believe you have the job?
Yes.
I decree and declare,
Amen.
Like Eli
Amen.
Spoke over Hannah,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, the
Amen.
Son of the living God, may the Lord perfect what He started.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. When
Amen.
Next we meet, you are going to be testifying to the glory of the name of the Lord. Let's celebrate her for that miracle. Yes, please.
Apostle, our brother here has had knee pain for 2 years.
Knee pain for 2 years. And where exactly?
On the two knees.
Okay.
And because of the knee pain, he has stopped going to the gym for 2 years. But he said right here in the service, as you make decrees and declare that pains are healed, he received his
healing.
Knee pain
is gone.
He
go ahead.
Go
Let's
ahead.
See what you are able to do. This man is an athlete. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, the knee pain will never return by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please, very
Apostle,
quickly.
Apostle, we
yes.
have a footballer here who sprained his ankle severely 4 weeks ago and he was unable to use his right ankle. But while you were praying, he said the power of God came over him and now he's able to do all of this.
You were not able to do this 4 weeks ago. In the name of Jesus, I not only pray for your perfection, grace to play by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, may your gift make room for you. Let it bring you before kings. Let it not bring you before mean men. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Apostle, we have this lady here, 6 months knee pain. She was even unable to kneel in the service. But now when you prayed, the power of God came over her.
Check yourself. The pain is gone. Completely. I pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that pain will never return to you, never reoccur again, in Jesus' name. Yes,
Apostle,
please, very quickly.
You gave a word of knowledge of a lady without hair, under a generational curse. Now, as you made that prayer, she fell under the anointing, and then she was straight into a vision. She saw a woman checked out of her body, and then she
A
delivered.
Woman came out of your body.
Apostle, when you
Straight to the point, yes.
I was just praying. It's not what I was expecting. When you say there's a generational curse, and I was standing and my dress broke and I fell and I saw that vision of the woman laughing. And then after that, you also said, I want to pray for someone who has no hair. And it was me. And when I came, I just said, God, I want you to talk to me. And I almost didn't make it because there was a near fatal accident with the train where I come from, where we were stuck in between the train tracks and the cars couldn't move. And I was even thinking I need to jump out of my car and leave my car. It was just by grace because the alarm for the train, that there was a train coming, was sounding and I was stuck in between the train tracks and we couldn't move. But God gave grace and I'm here today to testify. So thank you.
In the name that is above all names, every demonic issue around your life,
I pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not find it occurring again. We put an end to every orchestration of darkness. You are free, my dear, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Free forever. Free indeed. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Next person, very quickly.
Apostle, 2 months pain in the shoulder healed by the power of God.
2 months pain. Check
now
yourself.
Now she can twist her
what
shoulder.
What couldn't you do? She's able to twist it. Any pain. Any pain. Let's celebrate Jesus for her. You're healed now. Remains permanent in
the
Jesus'
same
name.
Same 2 months pain in the shoulder.
Two months pain. Who's that? Lift the shoulder. Check yourself. Any pain. Left, right. Any pain. Let's celebrate Jesus for her miracle. Never returns to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
All right, so Apostle, our dear mommy here actually had a slip disc, and she came here, she actually confirmed that the ushers had to help her.
Okay.
But as it stands now, she walked here herself. God has seen that.
A slip disc,
no
walk.
Pain.
Walk, check yourself, go ahead. Move around while you're walking, any pain. Look at this. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over you, that pain goes. Let there be a creative miracle. You spend your days walking normally. You will not have to be grounded on a wheelchair. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
So our dear sister here, sir, was just healed. You mentioned the case of someone with pain towards the chest region here.
Yes.
I've had this pain for more than 5 years, and last night I did not study. Because every time I fell asleep, I was like I'm falling in a deep hole. But it's gone now. I don't feel anything. When you were praying, I felt an ice cube in my chest, and the pain is gone.
Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a vision of someone. You always see yourself in a place you have been before. Always see yourself an old house, an old school, writing an exam that never finishes. It's a very demonic pattern. And the Lord is asking me to release that person right now. Because when good things are about to happen, then you have that dream. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Everything taking you back to your yesterday and not allowing you to make constructive progress by the blood of the eternal covenant, I declare be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. Hallelujah. Here's a prophetic word for someone.
You take what the enemy meant for evil. And you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
That will be your testimony.
You take what the enemy meant for evil. And you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Sing it one time from the depth of your heart.
You take what the enemy meant for evil. And you turn it for good.
Minute. Turn again our captivity, O God, like the streams of the Negev. A believer is praying. Place a demand upon that prophetic word. Everything that looks like shame, like reproach, like disappointment, like setback, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be a miracle right now. A supernatural miracle right now. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Yes, please.
Right. So, Apostle, we have it. She was healed of close to 10 years back pain. 9 years back pain.
9 years back pain.
Then she, about 8 years back pain. And
her daughter?
No.
Okay, another. Okay, just two.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, both of you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, your healings are perfected. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, never to return to you again. In Jesus' name I pray.
Apostle, 1 year neck pain healed by the power of God. As
1 year neck pain?
Yes.
Goes never to return again. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus.
Our sister here has not been able to twist her left hand since last year.
She's supposed to
have an appointment with the doctor next week. But now the power of God has healed her. She could twist her hand now.
So here's what we're going to do. We'll take two more testimonies from here and we'll take two from there. Every other person, I will speak over your life. By evening, we'll have a testimony session and then we'll allow those who have received their miracles now but are unable to testify. We'll allow you to do the testifying. That way, we'll be able to do a few other things before our time is exhausted. Praise the name of the Lord. But let's celebrate the Lord for everyone. Everyone who's been touched online and on site. Hallelujah. So let's have two from here, two from there. Please allow me to speak over your life before you return back. Any two from here, any two from there.
Apostle, our sister here had an accident 2020. A train hit her car and though she couldn't walk properly. I mean, broke her ankle, the two bones here were broken.
The bones broken?
Yes, sir.
Do you have the photo there?
Yeah, the photo is there.
Oh, I see. It was fractured.
One of the ankle bones was ripped out, so my foot came out hanging. So at that time, I was in Tanzania, and it was in 2020, so the COVID had just started. So there was lockdown. In Tanzania, they have never done any kind of surgery like that. They have never received any trained victim who is alive.
Yes.
Who is, like, they usually receive dead victims or people who usually they already have their parts of the bones come out. So for me and my friends, it was just God's grace. So we had to be transferred, referred to India, since at that time there was no lockdown. So in India, they did a replacement surgery, but it wasn't successful. So in 2022, I came to the UK under skilled worker visa routes. But my main intention was for God to heal my leg. I wanted to receive a better medical treatment. So since 2022 until last year, I've been going through surgeries. Most of the time, the work even, I was actually working from home. I was under crutches. I had big metals around my leg. So I decided to force myself out of crutches by the end of last year. So even yesterday when I came here, I told God, I want you to heal. Because even the surgeries, they were successful, but I was still under pain. My left ankle is still swollen up until now.
What happened to you now?
Now she can walk properly. Now.
Walk. Walk. Look at this. Young lady, look at me. Let me speak over you. In the name of Jesus, I declare perfection by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every demonic orchestration that led to that event will never reoccur in your life again. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. God bless you. Return to your seat.
Apostle,
celebrating your miracle.
2 years pain in the shoulder. Medically called frozen shoulder pain.
Frozen shoulder.
Now she's healed. She can twist her shoulder.
Go ahead. Twist left, right. Any pain, in Jesus' name, I declare you perfected by the power of the Holy Spirit. I see you itching, holding a woman. Let me give you that chance.
The same testimony, 18 months pain in the shoulder.
18 months pain.
Now she can twist her shoulder very well.
In Jesus' name, that will be fine from there. Go ahead.
Apostle, another appointment letter just arrived.
Look at this. You call that a coincidence? No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. That's what the power of God is able to do.
So she heard the testimony of the other brother, and she then realized her own phone too was on flight mode. So she said, okay, let me bring it out of flight mode and check. And when she checked, she found out that the appointment just arrived.
You have the appointment there?
Yes.
Did you see it?
I saw it. It's here.
Hallelujah, dying the glory. Hallelujah,
amen. Hallelujah, thy God the Lord. Revive us again.
Hallelujah, thy the glory.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy the glory. Revive us again.
The name of Jesus, I decree and declare, for every other person who is still expecting what he's done to one, the waters have been stirred. I prophesy over you in the name that is above all names, between now and the evening, may God bring these kinds of pleasant surprises to you. Amen. Congratulations.
Finally, from this side, once you made the decree for documents, for appointments, her brother's Canadian PR just came in.
Father, allow me to give the testimony. Last year, when my brother applied, the application was blocked because Canada said that region said they're not taking people anymore. I came for Sound of Revival last year. When you said people will receive emails immediately when you declared, I told my brother, check your application. And the application moved. He received the message and said to me, my friends are there, they can testify. So when we came today, fast forward, you know it takes time. So today, when you said, when the sister gave her testimony, I said, okay, I'm going to take my phone and tell him, check your application again. Just when I'm taking the phone, I can see the message saying he received the medical report, which was the last step, and he said, I will read it in French and translate, je peux déjà préparer le voyage, I can already prepare for my trip. So he has received.
Congratulations.
His letter from Canada. All we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Okay. So let's give.
Sir Apostle, we just have two more testimonies here.
Yes, please.
So since your talk, sir, she's been using this inhaler.
She's been using the inhaler.
Yes, since she was 12.
I'm seeing some persons rejoicing. Are they her friends?
Oh, you know her.
You know her.
Interesting.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Sir, another appointment there.
Another appointment.
Yes.
She was the Lord. Oh, she was the Lord. The Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. What we waited for, what we waited for, has come to pass. Oh, see what the Lord has done.
Apostle, another appointment here.
Another appointment just came.
For the first time in 17 years.
No, I've lost my job 17 months ago.
You lost your job 17 months.
I came on sponsored visa from Nigeria.
You came on sponsored visa?
From Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And January 2024, I lost my job.
Yes.
Since then, I've not gotten another job. This is my 315th time I've been applying.
315th time?
I will be invited, but because they won't sponsor me, they will say I should go.
What happened now?
12:21 p.m.
Just right in the middle of the service, the main email just appeared.
The Lord has done it finally.
What is happening?
Apostle,
it can't be a coincidence. What happened to you? Very quickly, 1 minute.
Okay,
you're a couple.
Yeah.
What happened?
When the other person testified that he got an email, I immediately checked my own. I didn't see my email, but I went into the site and I saw that I passed my exam.
You passed your exams.
Yes, sir. We are both medical doctors from
Nigeria.
You're
both medical doctors.
Yeah. So we wrote a professional exam here.
Yes.
Honestly, the first time we wrote it, we didn't pass. So for some reasons, I said, okay, let her write first. I'm going to write later. So we wrote. She wrote.
Listen, we're just going to pray. I can't preach again. I'm telling you.
And we're waiting for the result. So we said that by the grace of God, we're going to get it while we're in Koinonia. And then, as the brother mentioned that he checked his email, she checked her email, and lo and behold, it was congratulations.
Tell you there's a grace for this thing.
It's an appointment.
I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are still expecting, don't despise the prophetic. Not everybody is sick. I decree and declare, let there be miracle jobs, miracle appointments, miracle jobs, as a token of his presence, as a token of prosperity, as a token of favor, as a token of revival. In the name of Jesus. Hold on. All those so far who received appointments, I want all of you to come out here. Every one of you. That you got a miracle right now. Not that you had the week. You testified. Come, stand here. I'm not saying you want a miracle. Right here in church.
There are those who are still coming. Aside from those who have come to testify.
Make sure you verify.
Yes, verify. It's
you
one
just
of
got
our,
it. You just
it's
got
one of our media guys watching on stage.
Look at this. Hold on. Please, make sure you verify. Officials, make sure you check it. Let's not have people playing games. We're not faking it here. Show us the appointment. Make sure it happened now. I'm not saying something that happened in January. You are going to dance in 1 minute. We'll sing that song, Yakari. Yakari means it is finished. It means it is over. And if I were you, I would connect by faith for my loved ones. Listen, you are dancing before the God who is able to turn your wilderness. Look at this. It can't be a mistake, sir.
A lot of them are coming and we're confirming. Aside from those who have testified, we're confirming. A lot are just coming, Apostle.
Apostle,
hold on.
Verified.
My son is...
As loud as you can, sir.
Yeah, my son has been told he's going to be made redundant.
Your son?
Yeah.
It's where?
He works with an engineering company. He's into robotics. And he was told he was going to be made redundant. He's been looking for a job. And he just rang me up right now. He's just got an offer.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm also in shock right now. Sir, what takes 6 months? Time compression. She got it, her citizenship. In
her citizenship?
6 months. Yes, sir.
Right now.
Yes, sir. And
But this is our dear sister. So she got double appointment.
So, Apostle, when I was coming, I met one woman 3 days ago.
Pastor,
I
had, not help me. What
I
is
had
God
booked
doing?
For Friday night, but she asked me to come this morning.
No.
So this morning, when we were in the bus coming, she asked me, I don't know her, but she's a worker. She asked me, what's my status? I told her I'm under graduate visa. She said, what's the way for it? I said, I'm looking for COS, but I'm not finding. But my current company has it, but they said they can't give me. Because one, I haven't got a driver's license for UK. And two, there are so many restrictions. So I went ahead to apply for this big company I heard about, which I know employs only registered nurse. I'm not a nurse. I'm a marketer by profession. Yes. So I just told her. She said, okay, I should just apply for NHS. After the first guy gave her his testimony, I went to my email, and 1207, this company, the other company I...
1207?
Yes, 1157. They sent me a message to pay, to submit my appointment, my COS. Okay, so when I was sitting down, I just wanted to check up on my husband. I went to my WhatsApp. My CEO, last 2 days, I just wanted to check up on her. Hello, ma'am. She just gave me a straightforward. I'm good. Are you back from vacation? I'm back. Okay. She just sent me, good morning, sis. I said, ah, CEO, calling me, sis. She called me on WhatsApp. Those around realized I went to the restroom. Yes. I was running. And I called her. Oh, she said, oh, sorry. She realized I'm up today. She said, okay. She spoke to her son, who is in charge of COS. The son said, they should give me a COS. I am with them. They should give me a COS. Apostle, I was scared because if this new company I was applying for had gone to them for a reference, I was scared. Because recently I was telling her one of our managers were demoted and I was the one who trained her. So there wasn't any cause for them to refuse. But she said she was not going to give me because you don't have the requirements, which was laudable. Apostle, as I talked to you, I had New Cross and I had my current company, HK Cowan.
Apostle, just exactly 1203 from Amazon, right in the middle of the service.
1203 from Amazon.
My God.
I had an interview
this
about
is another dimension.
And they didn't get back to me, so I thought maybe I didn't get through. So as I heard the testimonies, I kept opening my phone. And all of a sudden, I just saw, congratulations.
Congratulations from Amazon.
Amazon.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. God does this thing so that you will fear him. He does these things to show us that he is almighty. I believe this is a prophetic message over Glasgow. That God is not done with this land. That God is not done with this city. Are we together now? Do you agree with me on that? So the next 1 minute, it doesn't matter what job you receive, just join them and dance. We're not taking any testimony again. We'll do Yakare for 1 minute, celebrating the hand of God. Afterwards, you will go back to your seat. I'll give you a few instructions and then we'll be done. I'm hoping we'll end by 1, and that's for a reason, because I want us to start early. Tonight it will be an experience here that, praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready? So dance in gratitude and tell God you are grateful. And if you are in the crowd, you are trusting God for this miracle, here's your chance. Go ahead. As they return to their seats. Amazing.
Baba, we thank you.
Oh,
We thank you
for the healings, for the miracles.
We thank you.
Supernatural manifestations of his power.
We thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Father, we thank you. For a few minutes, I was to have a short teaching session. We're to do part two this morning. The Apostolic Christian. I'm not sure that we'll have the time. It's a very brief one, and I hope that I'll be able to cover it. But we have about 15 minutes, and I don't want to tempt myself to believe that I would cover, even if I'm just to read the lines. I've done my best to keep to time. I don't know how it happens. Praise the name of the Lord. But I won't leave you to go like that. You must hear something. Praise the name of the Lord. You must hear something in the name of Jesus. Are we grateful to Jesus for the mighty manifestations of his hand upon our lives? For those who are connected online, we've been enjoying God in a serious way here in Glasgow, Scotland. Experiencing the healing, delivering, restoring power of the Holy Spirit is truly a sound of revival. And to Jesus be all the glory. Now a few instructions and then I'll just start wherever and we'll end in the night. Number one, we're going to have high praise this night. I said yesterday, hallelujah, challenge type. High praise, and it's prophetic praise. We're not people who just dance carelessly. We're people who understand the implication of prophetic things. So I'd like you tonight to come rejoicing. You have the flag of your nation, you're welcome, come with it. You have the flag of Scotland, come with it, or whatever nation. We're going to have some time to pray over this land. The evening is going to be a serious time of worship and prayer. We are going to be asking the Lord to redig the wells of revival that have been covered. And this time, the Philistines will not cover it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll be speaking over our lives and trusting God for an extraordinary time. I want to give Pastor Nat a bit of time in the evening so that he can lead us through that praise session. We want to replicate that grace so that everyone will carry baskets full of testimony. The hand of God upon your life. Praise the name of the Lord. So make sure you do that. And then whilst you are coming in the evening, do well to come with your prayer request. We do this not as a ritual, but as a revelation. And this includes all those who are not able to make it on site. You can do well to ask them to send their request, write it on their behalf. We'll be praying tonight and trusting God for a mighty manifestation of his spirit. I'll still be praying for the sick tonight, still be praying for the oppressed, be speaking over our lives, and we trust God. I trust that in the evening there will be impartation of giftings. You're a man of God. We shouldn't just come here, preach, demonstrate the power of God, and leave. By his mercies, there will be a deposit of apostolic prophetic grace. There needs to be an oasis of new possibilities upon this land in the name of Jesus. Are we in agreement? Say amen. So allow me please to introduce, let me just satisfy my conscience that I introduced the part two, While Men Slept. You're standing, please sit. My lovely people, please sit. Let's celebrate them, the worship team. They've done an incredible job. Again, let's honor our very own Pastor Nathaniel Bassey. Thank you. It's lovely worshiping with him. Yesterday night, we started part one and we looked at a few things. I don't have the liberty to do a recap. If you are here and you didn't pay attention yesterday or you are coming here for the first time, please do well to go to our page, YouTube page, and get the teaching. I think it's very timely. I taught on the mystery of spiritual decline, considering the series While Men Slept. We said a few things yesterday. Number one, how that sleep in the Bible connotes three things. It connotes rest and refreshing. It connotes death, but it also connotes a state of spiritual decline. And I did share with us that God has an agenda for lives, families, communities, and for the nations. And that Satan also has an agenda to steal, kill, and to destroy, to thwart everything pro-God, everything that is pro-Christ. Hallelujah. And that there is a sequence to the way he degenerates the program of God and destroys, he aborts revivals and awakenings. And I told us that there is a threefold approach. It's been his consistent strategy through the nations. That anywhere you see a revival go down, there was fire at one point, and then a few years down the line, or a few months, the fire went down, that there was a sequence as to how Satan attacks people, how he attacks a territory. Number one, I taught us yesterday that he attacks the spiritual voices within that territory. His first port of call is to attack priesthood. When he attacks the spiritual voices, and the attack is twofold. Number one, he attacks the consecration of the man of God. And number two, the purity of the message. He adulterates the message so that it does not sustain its purity, or he stops the message from being wholesome, entire, and balanced. Hallelujah. And then that he can attack the church. And we discussed yesterday, you know, just borrowing from the medical expression, autoimmune disease, that the body of Christ, as it currently stands, it's waging war against itself. It's in an autoimmune disease mode. And we're trusting God to bring the body out of that mode. That's a medical condition where the body fights itself. Hallelujah. And that the attack from the body of Christ is coming within the body itself, alongside others who are outside. And that is an engineering of Satan to make sure people are discouraged, to make sure they find reason to hate God, to hate church, to hate everything that is kingdom. And then I told us that Satan goes further to hijack the institutions like family, institutions like government, institutions like business and commerce, institutions, you know, like politics and so on and so forth. And then he sells a corrupted antichrist value system to be embraced by those institutions so that it frustrates the program of God. And when wrong value systems are embraced and institutionalized, it makes it difficult to fight because you've passed them as policies, and now it begins to frustrate the program of God, as we saw in the life of Daniel in Babylon. But we agreed yesterday that God, by his mercy, is raising a generation of men whose consecration will not be tampered with, not be corrupted, those who will preserve the purity and the sanctity of the word of God. And God is raising a church that understands and appreciates the diversity within the body and is able to receive from one another unashamedly, is able to stand by one another and help one another grow until we become a very dexterous army. And then number three, that God will grant us the wisdom, the influence, the power to be able to access this relevant strata of human activity so that we can be defenders of the faith, defenders of the truth, defenders of God's program. That was a summary of yesterday. And for this morning, we'll look at part two, and I'll be teaching While Men Slept, part two, the rise of apostolic Christians. I only have time to do an introduction and then we're done. The rise of apostolic Christians. Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. Very popular scripture. It says, "And I sought for a man that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it." It says, "But I found none." The rise of apostolic Christians. Most believers do not understand. They have not been mentored into understanding the concept of apostolic Christianity. There is such a phenomenon as the apostolic Christian. And I'll contrast this as against any other kind of Christian. Very quickly, I categorize the believer or the Christian faith with respect to birthing God's program into two categories. So when you speak with respect to the ability to birth God's prophetic program, we have two groups of Christians essentially. Number one, we have those we call the nominal Christians. Nominal Christians, nominal is spelled N-O-M-I-N-A-L, nominal Christian. To be nominal means to only exist in name or in theory, without potency, without a force that validates you. So we have nominal Christians. Another word, professing Christians, people who just have the form of godliness but deny its power. They are not doing so much for the kingdom. They are saved, genuinely so, but they do not hold so much weight and value as far as birthing the purposes of God is concerned. And then we have those that I call the apostolic Christians. The apostolic Christians. And please allow me to run through a list. There are five indices that can show whether an individual is a nominal Christian or an apostolic Christian. I don't have the liberty to elaborate on any one of them. I promise to do a summary, and so please bear with me. I hope that God will grant us grace to elaborate a lot more in the evening as we pray. An apostolic Christian, the word apostle comes from the Greek word apostolos, Titus 1 verse 1. It was an ancient word that was used for a special envoy. Those would call in those days knights. They were special delegates of the king mandated to defend the interest of any kingdom. And there is the office of the apostle, but there is an apostolic mentality. So when I talk about the apostolic Christian, I'm not just talking of one who carries the title of apostle. I'm talking of one who has a mentality that is apostolic. And I'm going to be giving you, as a rundown, a few indices. And straight up, you are going to test where you stand, whether you stand to be called a nominal Christian or an apostolic Christian, and you'll be given a chance to switch. It is my call and my desire that as I run through this list, everyone will have an opportunity to readjust. God desires apostolic Christianity. Number one, the first index that measures an apostolic Christian is unconditional passion for God. Unconditional passion for God. You are not an apostolic Christian if your passion for God is conditional. Unconditional passion for God, write for reference Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. Jesus was speaking, Mark 12, 30. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. He says this is the first commandment. So the Bible mandates, and this is Jesus speaking, that we love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Unconditional passion for God, meaning those who love God and His agenda more than personal ambition. Please listen carefully. Those who love God and His agenda, His program, more than personal ambition. Still on that point, those who love the Lord beyond the things that He gives. An apostolic Christian is one whose love for God is beyond blessings. He is not incentivized, he is not motivated just by blessings. It's not about receiving and give me, give me. Are we together now? Most believers are nominal because they are only incentivized by what they get. And if they don't seem to get anything immediately, they frown away from the things of God and they decline, they backslide, they leave the things of God sometimes immediately. An apostolic Christian is one who has unconditional passion for God, meaning that you love the Lord beyond the things that He gives. That if He never gives you anything, you are still in love, passionately in love with Him. It also means those who love God, regardless the current outcomes of their lives. That you may be going through the valley of the shadow of death, and it does not affect your love for Jesus. You may cry in the process, but your love remains intact. You may cry, things may be inconvenient. The Bible says, but I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not compared to be, it's not worthy to be compared with the glory. In truth, There are times in a believer's life that even though you are a righteous man, you are a believer, things may happen that don't go exactly as you plan. It may be very different from what you desire the word to deliver to you. At such times, it tests your love, an unconditional passion for God. What else does that mean? It means those who live for Jesus and are willing, if need be, to die for him. There are many people who are happy to live for Jesus, but very few people can die for him. Many years ago, the Lord asked me if I could die for him. I thought carefully and I said no. No. I told him, I said, I can go through all kinds of persecution for you, but to die for you, I'm not sure I'm there yet. But today I can tell you I can die for him with joy, with joy. And this is not some preacher's nice way of making you happy. I really can die for him. I wouldn't die for him foolishly. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't die for him foolishly. I will live long and live my days to its fullest. Ask the devil. I've settled that one with the devil and every principality and every demon. But that if there is need, with all joy. All my days on earth I will await the moment that I see you face to face. For nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Yes, you are the cup that won't run dry. So an apostolic Christian, number one, is one who has unconditional passion for Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, no revival is sustained by people who can only live for Jesus. He must find a people who love him enough that if need be, they can die for him. This gospel today that we receive, I hope you know that it was not only the blood of Jesus that was shed. The blood of Jesus was shed to pay the price for our redemption, but the blood of men was shed to get that gospel to us. It was not only Jesus who died. Men have died through history. Some of them had the opportunity to be delivered, but the Bible says they looked forward to a better resurrection. They were burned with fire and they smiled even in pain. A generation that loses touch with this kind of passion is a generation that will give up on anything spiritual. At the slightest show of inconvenience, you find people insulting God, insulting everything that is pro-God. An apostolic Christian, number one, has unconditional passion for God. Let me give you number two. Who is an apostolic Christian? The kind of believer that God is raising in this end time. Are you ready? One who has a high level of spiritual understanding alongside the required level of empowerment. Please write that carefully. An apostolic Christian, number two, is one who has a high level of spiritual understanding alongside the required level of empowerment. You cannot say you are an apostolic Christian in ignorance. Those that God are raising are not just people who say amen, hallelujah in ignorance. They are people who have taken advantage of the grace of God in partnership with the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the ministry of a teaching priest to submit themselves to knowledge, to submit themselves to gaining spiritual understanding. High level of spiritual understanding. They are people who have had an encounter with God. Their convictions are solid. They are people who understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. They understand the mysteries of dominion. They are not just moving across the earth hoping that whatever would be, would be. These are people who have sustained intelligence. They have submitted themselves to learning. They have come to understand the dynamics for accessing the power to function from the Holy Spirit. They have so learned that the Holy Spirit is the custodian of spiritual power, and they've learned how to engage him profitably so as to access the power to function. The second definition of an apostolic Christian: a high level of spiritual understanding alongside the required level of empowerment. I pray may this description be you in the name of Jesus Christ, that where you love the Lord but you are still in a realm of gross ignorance, I'm praying that this sound of revival will stir within your heart a passion and an appetite for accurate spiritual understanding, that you will grow to access the mysteries that bring men into dominion. You believe that? Say amen. Number three, an apostolic Christian has a clear vision of God's end time agenda. An apostolic Christian is not in the dark. He's not at a loss as to what God is doing. He's not just interested in having his or her needs met, in moving their lives forward, but he's interested in understanding. He's taking the time to have a clear vision of God's end time agenda. And let me summarize for you, what is God's end time agenda? Number one, enthroning Christ in the hearts and the heart and the minds of men. This is the first agenda, to enthrone Christ and his purposes in the hearts and the minds of men. Number two, to enforce the value system of the kingdom across every strata of human activities. God's agenda, to enforce the value system of the kingdom across every strata of human activities. What is God's agenda? Number three, dislodging the influence of demonic forces over individuals, over families, over cities, and over nations, so as to allow the purposes of God to find expression. My apologies, I'm stretching you. Let me take it one more time, in case you didn't get any of them. I said that number three, an apostolic Christian has a clear vision, or must have a passion to have a clear vision as to God's program, God's end time program. They realize that they are not living for themselves, and they are interested in receiving the burden of the Lord. They are interested in knowing what God desires to be done. And I've given you a threefold description, a summary of God's prophetic program upon the earth right now. Number one, enthroning Christ in the hearts of men, enthroning Christ in the minds of men. Number two, enforcing the value systems of the kingdom across every strata of human activities. And then number three, dislodging the influence of demonic forces that wage war over individuals, that wage war over families, that wage war over cities, that wage war over nations, so that by dislodging them, you will allow the purposes of God to find expression unhindered. Number four, who is an apostolic Christian? An apostolic Christian is one who has sustained or sustains a co-laborer mentality. Write that down. An apostolic Christian has a co-laborer mentality. That means you have sustained an orientation that if God's program will happen on earth, it does not just depend on God alone. I refer you to my message, the God-Man Partnership. You can get that on Koinonia Global YouTube. Please listen to it. The God-Man Partnership. The Bible tells us, without missing words, that we are co-laborers. In fact, Paul calls us partakers of the heavenly calling. The believer who does not know that God also depends on him or her, depends on them, as mighty, as invincible as God is, he's decided to make man a partaker as to the journey of actualizing his prophetic agenda. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, God can do without us, he can do without you and I, but he's chosen to incorporate us as far as birthing his prophetic program is concerned. And it's important that we sustain this orientation. An apostolic Christian carries a co-laborer mentality. What does that mean? They have this consciousness that there is an allocation of responsibility in God's program for you. That you're not just existing to grow up, go to school, get a wife, have children, get a job, earn a living, grow old and die. They have a co-laborer mentality. They are mission oriented. When they live with this sense of urgency. God has a program, a prophetic program, and it's an honor to be a partaker. I have a role to play. Any believer who does not have a co-laborer mentality, a sent mentality, is not an apostolic Christian. I wake up every day of my life knowing that God has a program and that He's apportioned a piece of that program to me. And I've made a covenant with myself that in life and death, if it depends on me, I will not fail Him. Who is learning now? So that you do not live for yourself. You know that you're alive, doing the things you're doing. Imagine the miracles we just celebrated. Imagine the mighty move of God, the testimonies. I hope you know that God did not just desire to do them today. It is when the Spirit and the Bride come into union and partnership, that's when the supernatural happens. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, God is counting on you. Let's not say the revival fire will return back. Let's not say God's agenda will happen. It will only happen through men. Someone say, I am that man. You're speaking to Jesus. Say, I am that man who will come into conscious partnership as a pastor, as a kingdom financier, as an intercessor. Are we together? As a leader, as an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter in what area. Provided you carry this mentality that I am a co-laborer, working hand in glove with the Holy Spirit to see to the actualization of His prophetic agenda, you are an apostolic Christian. By this definition, I can tell you there are many believers who are just existing. They are not living. From a standpoint of God's prophetic program, they hold no value. Hallelujah. They live lives of vision. They live lives of purpose. They live lives of meaning. Not just ambition and existence. A co-laborer mentality. I live perpetually in this sense, in this orientation. God can do without me, but He's chosen to incorporate me. And that's the reason why we spend our lives and we are spent for Him with joy. From Glasgow here, by the grace of God, our next port of call will be the Barclays Center in New York. And then we're in Calgary, Canada. And then a lot of other meetings again. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. When you find an apostolic Christian, they look like madmen. They hardly rest. They are up and doing. The king's business requires haste. Sometimes you look at them and you're like, don't you have any other thing you do with your life? They live surrendered lives. Surrendered lives. Hallelujah. A co-laborer mentality. Number five. This will be the last point. Who is an apostolic Christian? One who carries a king-priest mentality. In addition to a co-laborer mentality, they carry a king-priest mentality. You know what that means? They know that they have a role to play as far as their devotion to God is concerned, but they also know that they have a role to play to manifest a life of dominion, glory, excellence, power, and they are willing to do both exceptionally well. There are people who believe they are priests, and they manifest their priesthood at the expense of their kingship. There are those who believe they are kings. They do well in terms of career and living within the cosmos, but their relationship with God is found wanting. We are not called to be priests alone. We are not called to be kings alone. The Bible calls us a chosen generation. Then it calls us a priesthood of royalty. Revelation 5 and verse 10. It says we have been made unto our God kings and priests. As priests, we offer the incense of worship. We spend time building our relationship with Jesus, loving Him, worshiping Him, serving Him, spending our days and our time in His presence. relating with the Holy Spirit, getting into a deeper level of relationship. But as kings, we use the laws of the kingdom and we tame life and creation. And by that we live lives of excellence, a quality of life that compels all and sundry to see Jesus glorified through our lives. And then we're able to exert dominion upon the cosmos, bringing glory to the name of the Lord. Any believer who is found wanting on any of these fronts is not an apostolic Christian. Hallelujah.
Let my King be lifted up, Hosanna.
Only an apostolic Christian can sing that song. A nominal Christian has not put himself in a position where he's able to bring glory to the name of the Lord, as this song reveals. Because when you are self-centered, and when you are always conscious of, he died for me, let me just receive. If all you have is a receiving mentality, you are a nominal Christian. God gave you his best, but God also has a need. Listen carefully. God gave you his best, but he also has a need to see the nations come to the Lordship of Jesus. And he's trusting men and women who will switch from being nominal Christians, everyday Christians, just pray when it's convenient, just fast when it's convenient, go to church if I want to, be a worker if I want to. You see that? Offended today, happy with God today, and sad with him tomorrow, living your life anyhow. Today you are here, tomorrow you are there. That kind of believer cannot be called apostolic. An apostolic believer is bound with a covenant, bound with a consciousness that I live for Jesus.
Jesus, you be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Let my King be lifted up, Hosanna.
Listen to me. If you do not intend to be an apostolic Christian, don't pray for prosperity. You don't need it. Don't pray for anointing. You don't need it. Don't pray for influence. You don't need it. You see why many prayers are not answered? Because most believers want the tools of an apostolic Christian without the desire to be one. They want the prosperity that should back an apostolic Christian without the desire to be apostolic. They want the influence that follows an apostolic Christian without the heart to be one. Are we together? They want the anointing that follows an apostolic Christian. The Bible says, as they went, the Lord went with them, confirming the word. If you don't desire to see God's program birthed, you don't need a lot of money. If it's just for you, your wife, your children, a bit of it is fine for you for your life. But where it is for His Majesty, you need a lot of resources. Now you can pray and say, Lord, make me a kingdom financier. And when He sees that it's for His glory, that apostolic mentality will cause Him to channel wealth through ideas, through relationships, beyond that which is sufficient for you, because He knows that you don't live for yourself. When you desire to see the nation saved, now you can pray for the healing anointing. You can pray for signs and wonders to see people rise out of wheelchairs. Are we together now? If you don't, why will you need the power to heal the sick and raise the dead when you do not have a passion for souls? The anointing is directly connected to the Great Commission. If you do not want to see souls saved and nations transformed, don't pray for power. How about influence? Most of us want to be elevated to a point where people and nations will acknowledge the hand of God upon your life. But the question is, for what purpose? You desire to serve the purposes of God, to use that influence like Esther, to use that influence like Daniel, to use that influence like Joseph, to establish the purposes of God. Now you can pray, Lord, grant me the grace. Are you seeing how the apostolic Christian prays? There's nothing you ask from God that is just for the fun of it. Your desire is connected to His program. Let me tell you one secret to answered prayer as we prepare to wrap up. I have learned that one of the mysteries of answered prayer is that you must show God how your desire connects to birthing His program. If your desire is not directly connected to birthing His program, I can tell you, you will not secure an answer from God. Father, I want you to elevate me like Pastor Nathaniel Bassey, that the nations will acknowledge your hand upon my life. Then he will tell you, no problem. Why? Well, I think it's a good thing to be famous. And he says, no, too small a reason. You're not going anywhere with God. You don't do business with God by making blind desires and wrapping it up with the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is not a charm or a journey. You have to present your case. You have to bring forth your strong reason. Why do you want God to give you a very big hope in the UK here? Father, I have made up my mind that a part of this real estate will be dedicated towards hosting missionaries. That when they come, they will have an opportunity to have an accommodation. What now? You are speaking God's language. He says, what did you say again? Channel the resources. This person is visionary. This is an apostolic Christian praying. Lord, I desire the spirit of grace and revelation, access to the mysteries of the kingdom. Why? So that I can walk in dominion myself and I can raise a people who are spiritually intelligent. And he says, that's a good prayer, and the spirit of grace comes to you. I can tell you why many Christians pray, but we do not find answers. You know why? A nominal Christian always wants to use spiritual things for self-aggrandizement. And you cannot secure answers from God that way. An apostolic Christian lives for Jesus. Everything you ask for, everything you pray for. I remember yesteryears, I asked the Lord for the grace, the anointing, to be able to command the attention of nations, to be able to serve God's grace and God's purposes. And I remember God probing into my desire. Why? That's why I wrote this song. King of my life, you are my all, and I live for you alone. King of my life, you have my all, and I lay my life for you. My heart is yours, my mind is yours, my will is yours. You're the king of my life. My heart is yours. My mind is yours. My will is yours. You're the king of my life. By the mercy of God, when he found that song to be true, he said, the gates of the nations be opened. Be opened. I want you to carry this mentality. It is not a difficult thing for God to come through. It is the corruption that is in our heart. While we fast and pray for 10 days, 30 days, 100 days, it's only a laborious spiritual exercise intended to fuel lust. There are people who are obsessed with money. They want to be rich. You know why? Because they came from families where they did not do well. And they are hoping that by their prosperity, they will prove a point to someone that they are now blessed. Too small a reason. Too small a reason. Too small a reason. You won't be blessed God's way that way. Some desire influence. They admire anyone. There's such an obsession to be a celebrity. And I'm telling you, God is not in the picture. They use the name of God, but they use it like a charm, a genie, like a ladder. hoping to use God and get fame, then they throw him away and say, now that I'm here. I want you to leave this afternoon. It's a brief time, it's a brief charge, but you need to ask yourself, and that's my question for you. Men sleep when the only men protecting God's program are nominal Christians. If God's program lies in the hand of nominal Christians, it will fail. No matter what revival fire is stirred. You see, we can stir up the fire here by the mercy of God, but that fire must be protected and sustained by people who are apostolic in their understanding. That by the time we're leaving Glasgow, someone is picking that fire and will fan it to flames. 1 year after we've left, revival is still breaking out. From the churches to the schools, the hospitals, the banks, everywhere, God is moving by his power, drawing many to himself. My heart is yours. My mind is yours. My will is yours. You're the king of my life. To live for Jesus is not in singing for him. You can sing for Jesus and not live for Jesus. Your entire life must be all about his program. That's what it means to be an apostolic Christian. And we need to win Christians from that nominal mentality, that nominal lifestyle, where we are just professing, genuinely saved, but not useful in the kingdom. For someone, God brought you here this morning, brought you for this sound of revival, to transit you from a nominal Christian. And he's saying you are the reason. It is that your slumber that is giving Satan authorization to sow tares among wheat. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Use all of me, Lord. Tonight we are going to dedicate time praying. Pastor Nat is going to lead us through an awesome session. And then we'll pray. When I come up, it's going to be impartation and prayer. I trust by the grace of God that graces, we are going to redig the prophetic wells of revival over Glasgow. Please, you know any evangelist, any man of God, any apostle, any pastor around, do well to extend an invite for them, especially if they are domiciled within the Glasgow community, that by the mercy of God, they should come so that they can contact fire, fire that preserves the program of God way after we are gone. And for some of you, I sense in my spirit that once we wrap up between now and the evening, God is going to be doing his thing upon you, just breathing upon you, pruning you, and bringing you to that point where you become a prepared vessel to carry that holy oil. Rise up on your feet, everybody. My question for you tonight is, do you desire to remain a nominal Christian, not useful as far as God's program is concerned, only concerned about yourself, your immediate life, your needs, a job, a wife, a child, you know, your small life, and you are not concerned about God's program? Your passion is just there. Your spiritual understanding is just there. Are we together? No hunger, no drive for spiritual things. Your seeds do not advance the kingdom. Your talent is not advancing the kingdom. Your beauty is not advancing the kingdom. Your influence, your education is not advancing the kingdom. You do not have a co-laborer mentality. And you do not have a king-priest mentality. You are focused on your career as a king at the expense of your walk with God, your secret place. Or you are focused on your secret place building priesthood, but not knowing that you need to translate that priesthood to walk in dominion and to take charge of the cosmos. If you understood anything I shared, please lift your voice in 1 minute and ask the Lord to transit you from a nominal Christian to an apostolic Christian. Let this be the rise of an apostolic community, men and women passionately in love with Jesus, men who are full of high-level spiritual understanding alongside the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, men and women with a clear vision of God's end-time program, men and women who have a co-laborer mentality, that if it depends on them, they will not fail God. Men and women who understand the king priest mentality, that you will bring great gain for the kingdom by reason of your life, by reason of your results. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Let there be a rise of an apostolic community of believers with a sent mentality, with a co-laborer mentality, an unrivaled passion for God and the things of the kingdom, high-level spiritual understanding, exceedingly great dimensions of the anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Give me the honor of leading someone to Jesus. We're closing already, but this is an apostolic conference, and that means that there must be someone sent by God here. The Bible says the Lord added daily to the church as many as should be saved. Let me your attention, ladies and gentlemen. It pays to know Jesus, then to love him, then to serve him. You cannot serve a God you do not love, and you cannot love a God you do not know. It starts when you come to the cross. Hallelujah. I know that we had a great time celebrating many yesterday. I believe someone came to church today, and whilst hearing me speak, for you, you are not even a nominal Christian. You are still an unbeliever. You are yet to make your ways right, or you are saying, Lord, I want to rededicate my life. I want to take Jesus seriously. I'm tired of playing church, tired of playing games with God, tired of playing religion. I want to mean business with Jesus. I want to spend my life and my days living for him. I'll count 1 to 5. Wherever you are scattered across this auditorium, let me request that you leave your seat very quickly. Come stand right before me. God bless you as you come. Don't wait for anyone to be the first. I'd like to see a bold brother, a bold sister. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, sir. Please come. Please come. Let's celebrate them. Come on, Koinonia. Are you celebrating salvation? God bless you, sir. God bless you. Come. 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 Keep clapping. That's your contribution to them. 2. This is your chance to make it right with Jesus. You are giving everything away for his glory. 3. God bless you, sirs. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Every race, every tribe, every tongue, come to Jesus. He's able to give you a new beginning. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He's able to give you a new beginning. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord for this great harvest. If you are still coming, please join them very quickly. Let me speak for one moment to those who are connected online. You are following us this morning. This is Sound of Revival UK 2025, and we're making the altar call. Perhaps you're in your home, just sitting on your couch or driving and listening, or listening to a root broadcast. And whilst you heard me make this call, the Spirit of God began to convict you, telling you that it is time to make it right with Jesus. Do not hesitate. The Bible says, in the day that you hear his voice, he says to harden not your heart. I invite you to make this prayer as we join our brothers and sisters here in making this declaration. It is the wisest decision any man can make in this side of God's kingdom. The decision to be reconnected to the love of your soul. For those of you who are in front, I congratulate and I salute you in the name of Jesus. You'll notice that a card was given to you. You'll be required to fill that card after we're done. The counselors will guide you on that. But please allow me lead you to make this prayer right now. You may suspend filling it for a while. Lift your right hand high above your head. You're standing before Jesus. Say this as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, I declare that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. I love you with all my heart. I receive forgiveness of sin, and I declare that from today, I receive your grace, I receive your life, I receive your righteousness. I pray that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From today, I'm a child of God. I walk in the newness of life, free from guilt. I'm a child of God, washed by the blood of the Lamb. I live for Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for these ones. The Bible declares, as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace that keeps, may that grace keep you. May it protect you. You begin a journey tonight that will only end up in you being glorified as you glorify Him. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Please look to my left. That will be your right from where you're standing. There are counselors smiling and happy. Lift for me the gift pack. Every one of you is going to be receiving a gift pack like this. Please accept it with love from Jesus through us to you. Let this be a token expressing His love for you. Then I'll ask you to move to my right. Counselors will be praying with you and having a word with you very quickly. Thereafter, you return back to your seat. Let's honor them as they go. Every one of you, this way, to my left, that is your right. Keep clapping until they leave. God bless you. 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 Keep clapping, Koinonia. Keep clapping until the last person leaves.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Alright, so very quickly, one last recap. Tonight is going to be a time of prayer, prophecy, worship, impartation. We're going to be praying over Scotland. Come with your flags for your nations, the flag of UK, the flag of Scotland. You just come with it and we'll be having a great time. Service starts 5 on the dot. By 3:30, doors open. So make sure you come very quickly. Share the link with everyone. Make sure you do the work of an evangelist. Everyone, you should have an online parallel of yourself. For every one person here, be the reason why someone else is connected online for tonight. Tonight is our final session for the Sound of Revival. We'll be celebrating the hand of God. I'll still be praying for the sick. We'll be taking testimonies. 5 on the dot, we begin. Make sure you invite everyone who needs to receive a touch from God, and it'll be an excellent time. When we share the grace, we did it yesterday, we'll be doing it here. We'll have 10 minutes of prophetic praise. So please stay back. Pastor Nat will be leading us. I know that we have an extended session in the night, but 10 minutes, especially if you've received a miracle, you received a touch from God. 10 minutes perfected praise, and then you can leave, rest around, prepare, and then by 5 we'll meet again. Let me honor every man and every woman of God, everyone who traveled, everybody who came from far. Let's give them a big God bless you. Pastors, leaders, fivefold ministers, the Lord honor you in Jesus' name. Have you been blessed? Rise up, everyone. I speak over your life. Pleasant surprises before the evening. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Together let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, let it rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen and amen. See you in a few hours' time. God bless you.